Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. We're moments away from a brand new segment that is tested really well with test audiences in Portland and Sacramento. But before we get to that, I want to tell you guys the story right quick. And you have a piece of audio that I'm going to need here in just a second. Okay. But before, KT knows this, whenever I go on a vacation, if I'm going to go someplace nice, I always have to make the decision, am I going to take my golf clubs? And that decision is always based on whether or not I'm going to play golf more than once.
It's a golfer's problem, really, because it's a beating to take your golf clubs.
Yeah, and it's an extra bag to lug around, that it's heavy, and it takes up a lot of space, and blah, blah, blah. So I was looking at the golf courses around where we were staying, and there was one called Pelican Hill Golf Resort, and it was elevated and off the ocean, which KT and I have played a lot of courses like that from going to Cowboys camp. And so I was like, all right, honey, we're going to be there for 7 full days. Can I play golf twice? She goes, yeah. So I was like, all right, taking my clubs. So I get scheduled, and when you're a solo act, you don't know who you're going to play with. So the first day, I'm scheduled to play on a Friday. It's California, so I don't care how hot it is. 11 o'clock tee time. Mm-hmm. I get there, and it's a resort, so they're showing all, you know, the carts are all lined up, blah, blah, blah. So I go out, I hit a couple balls, and I walk back to my cart, and I see 3 dudes. They look like they're about y'all's age, and they're standing into the cart, and they're looking at my golf bag. Like they're looking at it to try to figure out who I am and how bad I'm going to ruin their round. Because they thought probably it's just going to be the 3 of them. And so as I'm walking up, I hear one of the guys go, well, I guess we got to put our speaker away then.
Oh,
and
no.
And so I walk up and I go, I don't care how loud you play your music. I don't give an S. And they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? I go, dudes, you do whatever you want. I'm just here. I'm not a good golfer.
I'm one of you.
I'm just here to take it all in.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited to be on this beautiful course. I may hit a couple balls. If I hit one, if I shank it, I'm just going to play. And I go, you play whatever music you want. What kind of music do you guys like? And they said what everyone in the world says when you say what kind of music do
everything.
You like. Oh, listen.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You do not listen to everything. I guarantee you I can name 5 songs you'd never listen to.
Yeah.
But, so they kind of pumped some dance music. So it's 3 dudes. The oldest was 31. And they were having, one guy's wife was going to give birth in the next 2 weeks. So this was his goodbye. All right?
No.
So, and these guys all grew up with money. Like I could tell, they all had money. And one guy was super, he looked like super fit, young, short Bradley Cooper. And he was in pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
There was another guy that was a big old boy, and he was fun. He worked for... Like, one out of every five people you meet out there works in the business,
mm-hmm.
all right? So he worked for a camera company that did, you know, sold cameras for high-level shoots and stuff. And then the guy that was getting married was a quote-unquote fund manager.
Oh, my God.
So he goes...
That sounds so boring.
Dude.
Those people make a killing.
They make a killing. And he goes, yeah, none of us really take golf very seriously. I go, then why do you have $2,000 clubs? As he had... PXGs that he was playing with.
Oh, these are $2,000? I didn't
right.
know.
It's like, no, you and he shot a 77.
Oh.
But the other guys were about like me. One guy was wild. But so they're sitting there and we're talking, and they were already drinking. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll start drinking. So I started drinking with them. And then one guy said something about, he was talking to his buddy, wasn't talking to me. He goes, are we going to break out the weed? And I was like, dude, you guys can smoke if you want. I don't care. I go, I'm not going to, but, you know, you guys go ahead and smoke. I'm truly, I swear to God, I don't care. Hell, it's legal here.
It's California. Yeah.
It's California. And I started to ask some questions about how easy it is to get and how often do you smoke and is it medicinal or whatever. But the thing that was, they got real comfortable with me.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, as I told you, that a heat wave had come through. So at this point, it's probably around 12:30. We go up to the tee box on hole number 8, and one of the guy asked me if I would like a little...
They were escalating quickly.
They broke out Coke.
In the middle of the day? What time was it?
One guy, it's about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
And the big old boy was sweating. And they were already so trashed, he was taking the head of his driver and smashing the Coke bag up with it.
Oh, my God.
And I go, yeah, I'm going to pass. Thank you, guys.
The golf.
It's like, I want you to understand, it's midday and I'm 50. So
13, you want some heroin?
Yeah.
But, man, they were having so much fun. Do you want to go to dinner with us? Can you come back and play tomorrow? Because they were so happy that old guy didn't care if they did coke on the golf course or not.
You tell a nervous they got, who is this fourth?
Dude,
is he going to ruin our drug intake today?
Yes. And so by hole number 13, one guy showed me a video of Hunter S. Thompson's daily drug intake. Like, dude, nobody cared about... I mean, the guy that shot a 77 was keeping track. We weren't even really... I mean, I did. I shot a 93. I was very happy with that. That's a good score for me on a brand new course, blah, blah, blah. And then I went back and I played on Monday. And this was teeing off at 7:30 or 7:35.
Yeah.
And so
that's not really the cocaine crowd.
That's not the cocaine crowd. But KT will tell you, if you tee off at 7:35, your hopes are, can I get in a three-hour round?
Mm-hmm.
There was also rain coming.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So I get there, and I see the people I'm paired with. And when I get there, the guy goes, hey, we're getting you your own cart because they have some riders. In other words, a guy brought his wife to read a book. And and I was like, yeah, no problem. I love having my own cart. It makes it go faster.
Yes.
So it's 7:27, and it's about a 1.5-minute drive to the first tee because you're going on the side of this mountain. It's all scenic and stuff. So I take off to go, and I look, and we're getting close to 7:35, and I don't see him yet. So I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and hit. So I hit my drive, and I hit a great drive. Great drive.
I would have teed off right when I got there.
Well, and I don't see him, so I'm like, screw it. So I go, it's par 5, hit my second shot, great second shot. I'm off to the races, right? I'm on my own. I get to the second hole, and this old dude pulls up.
Oh, no, a marshal?
No, and he's jacked. And he's like, hey, man, that crew that you were supposed to be with, they're terrible. Do you care if I play with you? He goes, I'm just skipping hole number 1. I'm not going to be behind them. I go, no, I don't care. So I'm starting to play with this old guy. Mid-60s, he's ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Retired lawyer, loaded. He's got so many stuff. I mean, everyone you meet there is rich. Yeah. Like, they're all rich. And so he starts telling me the story of all these people that he knows. He was a lawyer, and he actually worked in Dallas in the 70s for Vincent and Elkins, which Dallas, London, roll over, was in London in the 70s. His daughter is a 29-year-old music lawyer for Warner Brothers. He's retired. He's got a home in Scottsdale, a home here. He's a member at this golf club. And so, believe it or not, rich people know rich people.
Oh, no.
So he starts telling me the story of Chip Wilson, who started Lululemon.
Oh, wow.
Okay? He said at one point he was one of 4 people, and he's not a douche at all. It's just, that's his life. He's a rich guy. He's not bragging. He's actually a very likable guy. And this is where I was going when you were talking about the people at the Ozark. So most rich people are usually conservative Republicans. Most of them are. For reasons that are fiscal in nature.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was a Canadian. And so we started talking about the vaccination and all that stuff. And he's mad because people that aren't getting vaccinated are... It's not even for him. It's not even an issue of your freedoms and all that. He's like, these people are going to ruin the economy again. Because there's going to be a shutdown. And so he's like, and he's such a conservative Republican, he was like, we just need to not worry about them. They need to get sick, and a lot of them are going to die off, and we'll get rid of them.
Oh, he went full Vanessa Hudgens.
But that was his thing. He was like, I can't worry about dumb people. If they get it and die, that's their problem.
Oh, God.
And he's very conservative
and
Republican.
And he's very jacked.
And he's very jacked. But he was like, we need to get on with this. He goes, I got vaccinated the first day I could because I wanted to live again. And I'm, you know, he believes in the science. You know, you can say you don't believe in the science, but he said this. He goes, and I was thinking about that quote you had where the person was like, you don't know what the government's trying to do. He goes, I can't imagine how dumb these people are. Anthrax kills you immediately. If the government wants to, they can give you anthrax and you can die. This is not that difficult. The government's not trying to kill us. They have the ability to kill us right now. They can do it right now if they want to kill us. That's the other thing. The people that don't want, that are tweeting about having their, I don't want the government tracking me as they hold a tracking device and they tweet from it. This isn't that difficult. If the government wants to kill us, they can kill us right now. This isn't hard. And so these conspiracy things that we go to great lengths to believe in, you don't even have to do conspiracy stuff. The people that have power can wipe you out right now if they so desire. And don't ever forget that for a minute. That's true. That's real. This isn't a debate. They can do it. If they want to do martial law, they can do martial law. They can already do all this. They don't need to create a thing in a lab to do it. This isn't that hard, people. And so you have a decision to make. If you think the vaccines have something in it that's going to, I get it, then you're just going to go with herd immunity. But we really need to not worry about, I believe this, we don't need to worry about mask mandates. We've made the vaccine available. I've gotten it. You guys have gotten it. We believe in it. I was just in California. Maybe y'all get, you know, the Delta. I don't know. I don't know what the future is.
Delta Plus.
Delta Plus. I don't know.
But
my whole point is we need to quit worrying about all of this. The information is there. If you don't want the vaccine, they're not going to get it. And they'll either get sick and die, or they'll get sick and they'll build up their strength and they'll move on and we'll reach herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do this. We need to reach herd immunity. And I'm to the point now where I don't care who gets vaccinated. And if you want to risk it, risk it. I don't care anymore.
The thing I read yesterday that was very interesting, and this was a new thing that came out, was talking about the idea of the Delta variant continuing to mutate
into something
among
else.
The unvaccinated.
Right.
And then if mutations being more powerful 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months from now,
mm-hmm.
and that mutation evades the vaccine, and then we're at square one.
Well,
that was a worrisome thing to read.
That was
from a legitimate news source.
Yeah, no.
And that's where I was kind of like,
But that's the whole thing with the flu. And I realize this is more deadly than the flu.
Yeah, absolutely.
But every year when we get a flu vaccine, my wife always makes me get a flu shot. But a lot of times they're guessing. They don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so these mutations that are going to happen, I don't know if you just read Johnson & Johnson is now recommending a third boost. Mm-hmm. And they're...
I saw Pfizer say one too.
Maybe it's Pfizer that said that.
That's another thing you see a lot is people go, these pharmaceutical companies are now just lining their pockets off this. And I'm just kind of like,
I haven't paid anything for
like,
my vaccine.
Kind of, I was like, it's free. I don't really.
That's crazy talk.
And now their stocks are up. The Pfizer stock is up, so.
But what I know
feels
is,
like a very select group of people who'd be benefiting from that, not everyone. You
and
know?
Look, I may get this thing in a week. You know, I was in California.
Well, we all might.
I went to an amusement park.
We all might.
But do you know why I went? Because I got the vaccine. And so it's either going to, and the other thing too is as we, you know, move forward with this and more people get vaccinated or don't or get sick and die off or, you know, get sick and then they get the antibodies or whatever, we will start moving back to normalcy. But it's just like the flu. These things are going to have mutations and then the pharmaceuticals will either keep up and the people that want to get vaccinated will get vaccinated and the people that don't won't. But I will say this, if you are anti-vaxxer, just realize that the Mitch McConnells and those people, they don't care about you. They want the economy to go back to what it is. So that's the other decision. You're directly impacting your ability for us to have an economy and your ability to keep a job. That is very much at play here. And that's really, at this point, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
I believe this. I believe most drugs should be legal. And if you want to OD, you should OD. Cocaine. If you want to play golf at 12 o'clock and do coke, you should do it.
I can't believe you did it at 12 o'clock. Damn, dude.
Do it.
Do you know who you are? Do you know where you're going?
Do you care about that? Do you? Do you care about that?
All right, it's time for a brand new segment called Do You Care About That? And I wanted to start with the Olympics. Because I care about watching Luka. And we were talking about this earlier. I haven't even watched Team USA yet. But I have watched Luka.
I don't think I'm going to watch him.
Well,
I watched what was just on NBC.
Yeah, the rerun from last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I watched great. That.
I'll watch them if they advance and play Luka. But one of the things I was real curious about is getting ready to watch Luka. I watched 40 minutes of the skate park the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really bizarre. Because I was interested, but then I was like, I can't tell if I care about this or not. Because I didn't understand how it worked. And then they got to this one round where it was, all right, if this 14-year-old girl doesn't slam into the concrete, she advances. And it got to be, it was just violent fall after violent fall. And I was like, I don't know that I care about this.
I didn't watch that. I watched the guys, the guys skateboarder, and I thought that was really cool. But like you said, they would do, one guy did this super, like, he flipped the skateboard like 5 times, it looked like. And I was like, that's got to be the highest score ever. That was insane. And he got like, I don't know, maybe 4th or 5th up there.
What?
And this one guy, he like flipped it once, went backwards on it, and he got a higher score than that guy. I was like, okay, I guess it's harder to do that move than that one.
I don't know.
I don't understand how the scoring works, but it's cool to watch.
I never watched the X Games growing up. That's, so it's like, I don't really care.
Oh,
I turned to my brother-in-law and I said, is the X Games still on? Because I really don't know.
If it was Jackass and they were adding some obstacles and stuff, I'd be in. But I don't really care about this.
This was very Jackass.
What was the Disney movie with the X Games guys on there?
Brink. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, God. I loved Brink. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But. No, and we talked about this, about the Olympics earlier in the week.
Did you guys talk about the skating thing, having Tony Hawk on with a guy who sounds exactly like Tony Hawk and you can't tell him apart?
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Oh.
Because I don't care about it.
That's okay. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
How much have you watched?
Very, very little.
How much have you watched?
A lot, actually. I just leave it on the background. I don't really pay attention to it, but it's on.
You know, my problem is I've been trying to speed through The Sopranos still, so...
That's a big problem.
Where are you on that?
Episode 4.
Oh, dude. How is it?
Oh, well.
Oh,
season
Kevin.
3, episode Uh-oh. 3. He's got that very unfortunate scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's very
tough. Sopranos is dark.
But it is good. I mean, it's very good. But my point is, my whole issue, I brought it to the table the other day. Save this for tomorrow. We'll do some more. Do you care about it tomorrow?
No, yeah. I think it can happen every day forever.
To the table was, like, it is wild that there are a lot of people. I just used it as an example. Like, the Olympics are a cool novelty thing if you want to get into it. There have been years in the past I get into it more than others. But it is weird how everyone's all of a sudden big water polo fans out of nowhere and, like, talking about kayaking a lot. And I'm like, I'm bored by the kayaking that I'm watching. I see it. An incredible feat. I really want to go watch something else.
Right.
And I'm blowing through The Sopranos or Woodstock 99 documentary or whatever.
Okay, that's obviously you guys care about that because you've watched it. I will watch that tonight.
Promise?
I do care about that.
Okay.
Good
I'm going to rip audio from it tonight.
Say a prayer before you do it.
Our listeners should watch it. We'll discuss it tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and it's on HBO. It's called Woodstock 99.
And let me give you some insight. So I know what we talked about this. I very much know what this is about because I very much remember all of this at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 16-year-old daughter that wants to start go. She told me she wants to go to Burning Man or wait.
Oh, dude.
What's the... Oh, no. What's
Coachella?
Coachella.
Dude.
Okay.
She wants to go to Coachella.
Dude. I don't know if you should let her watch this.
Well, I'm almost wondering if it's
bunch
like...
Bunch of boobies and wieners.
I need to scare
Two
her.
Wieners, lots of boobs.
Dude, yeah, show it to her. I want to see what...
Do the wieners touch the boobs?
No.
No. Well, no.
Can I even ask that?
You should show it to her, actually. Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Should I show
though.
It to her?
It's going to be uncomfortable, dude.
She's not going to want to go to any
all right,
festival
then
ever in her life.
I'm making her watch it tonight.
Oh,
tomorrow, we'll talk about the Woodstock 99, and then maybe I'll force the McCartney-Rick Rubin thing on everybody. Have a great night. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.